They just like make their makeup.
They make their makeup. I got a little bit of plaster.
Please don't pee in the pool. Listen to me. That's just not cool. If you only follow this one rule. Listen to me. Please don't pee in the pool. If you have to go to the bathroom. Here's a thought. Why not do that in the bathroom? Don't you worry.
Welcome back to...
Shut the fuck up.
You gotta laugh out of me.
Good.
A show where we read news stories, talk shit, and keep it...
strictly platonic.
My name is Mr. Old School, your host with the most, along with my platonic partner in crime. Her name is...
A Charlie. Hey.
Hey.
What up, y'all?
You know, doing shit, keeping busy.
Cool.
Getting pissed off at Facebook.
Get all kinds of... Whoa, really? All I know is that you got like 3 reminders all of at the same time on your cell phone.
Don't look at my phone.
Don't look at my phone. It's my secret stuff. It's my secrets.
The reminders is like clean ice machine. But I always do random reminders.
Like clean ice machine?
Yeah.
You have to remind yourself to do that?
I remind myself to do everything.
Really?
You remember the thing I sent you on Facebook when you were in...
Banana?
Yeah, banana. I have a post-it on my door that says banana. Have I forgotten my lunch since? No.
Yeah, it's weird.
Genius.
It's a little weird.
So Facebook's pissing me off.
Why is Facebook pissing me off? Well, first of all, duh, me too, but yeah. Why you?
Okay, so I got this new thing that's starting to piss... Like, this whole episode is pet peeves.
Yay!
Okay,
I love these episodes!
I fucking love the pet peeves. Okay, so we'll start with the Facebook. So the new thing that's pissing me off on Facebook is...
Wait, can I try to guess?
Yeah.
Okay. New thing?
Well, something that I'm now more pissed off about.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
Maybe it matches my things.
Hmm.
The new moments of the day thingies on the messenger are fucking annoying.
Hate it.
So annoying.
It's like, fuck off. I know what I did 4 years ago.
No, those two. My God. You two, you've been getting them like every fucking day?
But the thing is, like, I don't do a lot on Facebook. It's random shit. So I just see, like, 3 years ago, I showed a picture of a beer. Like, I have the worst fucking videos.
A week ago, I got, 10 years ago, you befriended Old School.
Oh.
Remember, you were my first friend on Facebook.
Yeah, I got you.
You got me on Facebook.
Yeah. That's a shareable moment.
Yeah, isn't there?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, so I got, 10 years ago, you joined Facebook pretty much because you became my friend on Facebook.
You've exceeded my friends list, though. The queen of I want to chop it down to 5 people. You now have like 8,000 friends.
I know, but that's because of Portugal, right?
Okay.
Now everybody fucking added me as a friend and I had to say yes to everybody. So I recently added like 30 fucking people, which is fucking annoying.
There you go.
But anyways, so no, it's not that. But that's not what I meant. I meant that when people post like the stories, like Snapchat.
Yeah.
Now on Facebook, super annoying. Okay, it's not that. Then how about...
I'll narrow it down a little bit.
Okay.
It involves events.
Again? People that say going, not going? Oh, I don't know. Just tell me.
You're close. It's the overkill reply. So I'm going to give you an example of a reply to an event I'm not
hosting.
I'm attending.
Oh, you're attending.
But if I saw this reply... I would like unfriend this person because they're like a fucking douche. Okay.
Okay.
So this is the reply.
First of all, can you set the scene?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So karaoke night,
which I'm not invited to again.
No, it's not. I don't know. You don't really know Will.
Twitter. Do you want to be my friends? Because clearly these people are not my friends.
Okay. You know what? You have friends that I don't hang out with. I don't know like your other. I can't know if I can say her
That's
name.
That's not acceptable. I'm more popular than you.
Wow. Fucking bitch. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. So you have karaoke.
Yeah. It's karaoke night that you're not, that now for sure you're not invited to.
Dick.
I'm not hosting. It's a mutual friend. Anyways.
Okay.
So about 13 people going. Mm-hmm. And then this one person writes...
Okay.
So on April 22nd, it's Earth Day, and I'm part of the Environmental Committee, and I work, so I'll need to participate in something like tree planting. So I don't know until when I'll be going, but I'm going to put a maybe to see if like I can make it on time for this event somehow.
Oh my God.
Fuck you. I want to murder you.
You deserve a kick in the face.
What the f- it's Earth Day? I don't give a shit. Can you go or not? I don't plant trees. Fuck you.
Who's that?
Who the fuck are you?
Who's that? Bleep okay. it out.
I don't care. So I call her, I call her Rat Face. So
that's not nice.
Okay, well, well, there's a story to it.
Okay.
So our friend's friend, the one I call Rat Face, her name's whatever. It's, it rhymes with like Rat Face. I heard her, something with like, I heard him saying, oh yeah, Rat Face, whatever. So I just started calling her Rat Face.
Oh my God.
But so apparently she's all offended. She's not offended.
Duh.
But like he said, call her Rat Face. So I'm like, hey, Rat Face.
Oh my God. That is like the worst nickname you could
give. And I keep calling her Rat Face.
When you said her name is Rat Face, all I pictured was this disgruntled, disgusting woman.
She's actually not bad. She's like,
and, well, do you imagine if
I give her a 6'5", 7"
6'5", 7"
She's all right. Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
So yeah, so fucking Rat Face there. It's Earth Day, and I'm planting trees. I don't know if I'm talking about just like you, pretentious. You
yeah,
know?
For sure. Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Like, just
fuck
tell me yes
you.
Or no. Like,
I just, I wanted to say in like 85 font, fuck you. I don't even, I, you know, that shit, I cannot.
So people that over explain their life like, or whatever.
Can you, like, no, but they think they're so fucking great because they're the Captain Planet. They're planting a couple of fucking trees.
That sucks.
So just say, yeah, I can't make it. I'm busy. I don't need, I don't need to know that you're fucking.
I'll let you know by.
I don't need to know that you're earth, wind, fire, heart, wind, water, fucking. Recycling Diet Coke cans. Fuck.
That's stupid.
I don't give a shit.
That's crazy. Okay, back to the seven.
Go for it.
That's true, though. I completely agree with
that. Fucking.
Completely agree with that. So, ugh. You know the whole thing like, oh, a 7, a 10 or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe tens exist? Do tens exist?
Naturally, no.
Naturally, no.
No. A 10.
So when people get stuff done, they go up in number? For me, they go down.
When you say get like, stuff done.
Like, you know, facelift or pecs implants.
It depends.
Or...
It depends. I mean, I'm saying, well, there's girls I've seen. Yeah, they've gone up.
They've but, gone up, yeah.
But yeah, but you see like the ones like, the, you know, they get all, I mean, you've done these photo shoots, right? They all fucking get all dolled up and they look like really good for the magazines or for your photo shoots and that. Like that, at that level, what I'm looking at is 10.
Okay, but they don't get anything done. They just like make their makeup. Make their makeup?
They make their makeup.
I got a little bit of plaster and blah, blah, blah,
blah. Sometimes I find...
Make it look better.
Yeah. But like I've got a weird body configuration that I'm into.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody goes into something super weird.
Yeah. Like if I were to look ideally female body, and this is any color, whatever, it would be any color
any
or creed.
Any color.
Any color. Be B cup and big butt.
B cup, B well what yeah but B cup B what
B minus I don't know.
32 is skinny, very skinny.
Okay.
38 is relatively bigger.
I'm not talking body size, like a bit of meat's cool. A bit of meat's cool.
It changes the size of the boobs.
Oh okay. Huh.
Okay, well okay. So let me educate.
I guess, like a minor size, decent boob, something you can grab, you know, but like big butt.
Can I educate you?
Go for it.
38 B.
Okay.
36 C. 34D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait, let's go higher even.
Okay.
38A.
Okay.
36B.
Yeah.
34C.
Yeah.
And 32D.
Yeah.
Is the same size.
What?
It's the same size.
I don't get it.
It's the same size cup. Boob.
Oh, okay. But it's different boob.
Same boob.
Same boob.
Different width of the diaphragm.
Diaphragm?
Diaphragm.
Diaphragm.
The body.
Diaphragm, yeah, yeah, okay. Interesting, okay.
Same. So if you say B... Is it 36?
Fuck.
36B is the same size as 32D.
I'd have to see like a women's chart of fucking sizes.
Okay. I think you probably mean 34B.
Probably.
Smaller than me. Smaller than me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 34B then. Okay. So it's relatively small. Like, it's a boob.
If girls got big boobs,
it's
cool.
It's a boob. That's the size of 34B. It's a boob, but it's, you know, not showy.
If a girl's packing, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying my ideal body type is that and big butt.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's weird.
Okay, you're a butt girl. You're a butt man. Butt
hold
man.
On. Hold on.
Butt man.
Well, specify because...
You like butts.
Yeah.
On women.
Female butts, yeah.
Wait.
I'm a butt man. I'm a man of butts.
Well, there's people that are into boobs and some people are into
butts.
I'd
say I'm a butt guy.
You're a butt guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an ass man. Dun, dun.
What do we start talking? Okay, see. So 10 doesn't exist if she's real.
Well, real and not done up? No.
What number would you date?
I do a 6, 5, 6. Depends.
6?
For me, personality's big. Personality's huge for me.
Okay.
If you're like, get along with you, I like.
Does
fucking,
that up the number or not?
Yeah, big time.
Oh, it ups the number.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how the numbers aren't the same, though, eh?
Because you're, hold on, are you saying sleep with or are you saying date? Because date, I lower my number a bit. If it's date, just to fuck, it's different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Date, you would lower your number.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good for you, is it? I wouldn't lower my number.
I'm open-minded. It depends on the person. You're having a different connection with somebody if you're going in a relationship.
I wouldn't lower my number. Because if you lower your number, you might not get attracted to that person, no? What if you're not attracted?
It depends. I've been attracted to people I wasn't originally like, oh, you know? I got to know them and you get attracted to them more. Because to me, it's like a song. Like, love is like a song, okay? There's some songs that grow on you over time that you begin to appreciate more. There are other songs that the second you hear it, you're like, oh shit, this is legit.
This is legit song, yo.
But both are good songs. You know what I'm saying? So that's both work. Depends on the context.
Okay. So. I know a lot of people that consider themselves 10s, which is like, calm down, buddy.
Yeah.
I think I'm a 7.
7?
I think I'm a 7. Normal. Average. Don't look down on me.
I'm checking you out. Hold on.
Don't check me out.
Well, because you're dressed pretty shit right now. So, yeah, I mean, right now.
I think I'm a 7. I think, but 7 is average to me.
In those pants, you're like a 6.5.
Oh, I only lost 0.5. That's pretty good.
Jeez. No, you're higher than a 7.
No, I don't.
I would say, yeah, I'd give you like dolled up.
First of all,
have I ever seen you in makeup? Hold on.
I've never worn makeup.
Hold on. I'm trying to.
This is my face constantly.
I'm trying to remember if I ever seen you like looking good.
No. I don't get dolled up.
Right now?
I think I'm a 7. Willing to date 6, 5, 7.
But you won't date a 9? Even if a 9's into you?
Nope.
Is that a self-confidence thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
The guy that I'm dating now.
Because I'd date a 9, sure.
Really?
If I could get it.
Shit, y'all, good for you.
If I could get it.
On Twitter. On Twitter. On Twitter. Tinder.
They'd be like, hey, 9.
On Tinder, I see 9s and I say no. I just don't want to see
it. I'd just be like, yes. One says yes, I'm like, yes.
The guy that I'm dating now, I think he's a 9. And I don't know. Like I said, oh, fuck it, let's just do it. And he's like into me and shit.
I told you, you're an 8.
No, he's 9 though. He's a little short though. He loses a point for that. Yeah. He's like 5'7". Maybe 5'6" even.
That bothers me that women care about that. Now, I'm 6'1",
hey,
so I don't care.
I'm dating him.
I'm 6'1", so I don't care. But that annoys me that.
But I'm 5'3", so it doesn't matter, right? Every guy
it should
is
never
be taller.
Matter. It should never matter. Period.
It looks weird a little bit.
I would date a 6'2" girl. No problem.
Would you?
No problem.
Really?
Who cares?
Would you? What would you not date?
Like 6'11" or something. But like honestly, like I'd go to 6'2", 6'4".
Would you date a 4'2"?
Yeah. Taller
just
guys
pick
like
her up.
Hold her by the hand and kiss her like that. Or she stands on a chair. But like taller guys like short women.
What about a woman that's our age but has completely gray hair?
And she won't dye it.
And she won't dye it. Because she's a fucking granola.
Yeah, the gray hair is how good is she? Like really good body though?
Yeah. No, but she's normal. She's average.
Like, better than average?
Better than average.
I don't know if it'd be a long-term date, but...
See? But you're the worst. You're the worst than me. For me, it's gray hair. Who cares?
That's different, though, with a guy.
Why?
It's distinguished. Women just look old. Okay, you know what? Because I do sound like a hypocrite. You're
yeah.
Right. Okay, I'll date a girl with gray hair. I'll try it.
Now I have to find you one.
I'll try it. I'll go for it.
Prove you're wrong.
I'll try it.
But I'm still dating the guy. Anyways.
There you go. Good on you. But you know what? Cool on calling me out on that. That's true. That's true. Like, you're a fucking idiot and I have gray hair. I'm like, no, it's not the same. Fuck you. That's cool.
Okay, that was your first pet peeve. What was your next
pet
peeve?
I got more.
Okay, go ahead.
Words are starting to bother me now. I hear certain words.
Oh, like what?
Hubby.
Hubby.
Oh, I know. I see that on Facebook. Me and the hubby did this.
No.
I'm going to fucking kill you. Okay, these are my current list of words that I hate.
Okay, go.
Hubby.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, I say amazing a lot.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's why I hate you. Vintage.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's just another word for old piece of shit.
Yeah.
Kinda. It's a kinda like this. You know, it's okay. Like, it's kind of like that.
Then
it's,
you must hate like.
It's kind of like.
It's like. You know, it's like.
Kinda. Kind of like. It's like. It's to me, it's millennials who can't fucking decide on something. So it's kind of like that. It's kind of like this. No, it's this or it's that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay. I say kind of.
Decadent.
Decadent. Who the fuck says that?
You know why? Because I go, because I get smoothies in the morning sometimes.
Okay.
And there's one called, in French, it's décadent.
Okay.
I like that word. But one time somebody served me in English, just like, here's your decadent. I'm like, ugh, I don't want this. I didn't go back.
You didn't go back?
No, I hate the word. I have two stories of specifically not ordering something because I don't like how it sounds.
Oh my God.
And here's another one. I like my mocha lattes, but the only reason I drink mochas now, I used to drink caramel lattes, but the way this woman, I think she's Filipino or Vietnamese, but the way she would say, caramel latte, lo latte caramel, I can't do this. I can't fucking do this.
That's so fucking weird.
I would not order I've not ordered that drink since because the way she pronounced it.
Because she pronounced
it. Latte caramel.
Chill title.
So I'm like, fuck this, mocha.
What?
Yeah, I can't order latte caramel.
That's so fucking weird.
I know, eh?
You ruined your like palate. Now your mouth is like, please.
I can't drink latte caramel, and I can't drink decadent smoothies. So I've also.
I'm surprised you didn't put moist in there.
Speaking of moist.
Oh no! Shut up.
Well, because I got the list of the most hated words.
Oh, there you go. Moist.
At sure. The top of the list for the UK, US, Canada, Australia, moist.
Moist. Yeah. Everybody hates the word moist.
Yeah.
So moist.
Other words people hate, luggage.
Luggage?
Crevice.
That's a weird word.
Stroke.
Yeah, that's not a nice word.
Slacks.
Slacks, like pants? Okay.
And phlegm.
Oh, phlegm.
Phlegm.
Yuck.
And for some reason, I'm sure you're going to test this. Apparently, a lot of guys hate saying the word vagina.
Vajayjay?
They say pussy or fucking.
I say vajayjay to my clients. It's funny. Yeah. They laugh all the time. They're like, vajayjay? I say punani too.
Punani.
It's like, hide your punani. I'm not interested. They go, ah, ha, ha, so funny.
Yeah, vagina is like, guys don't like saying it. Any words that annoy you, hubby?
Like.
Like, it's like that. It's like,
it's
this.
Like, it's fine if you say it sometimes. Sometimes you kind of just have to. You kind of just have to.
That's why I hate you.
But, like, it's like, you know, when like we went to the car and then like the bus and then every 5 seconds.
When you're on the bus and you got millennial teenagers in the back.
Oh my God.
Like, I went to the store and like, you wanted $2 for it? And I was like, I want $1. That's and I was terrible. Like, oh my God. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, that one's fucking.
Die.
Terrible. Die.
Fucking just kill die. You.
But yeah, there's probably a lot that I can't stand, but I can't think of them right now.
Yeah. Some people don't like the word nice.
Nice.
No. A lot of people don't like no.
God.
In Middle Eastern countries, no is the top.
Love. What, do I see love?
Is yeah, love. Germany.
Wow.
Oh, you say love, I hate you.
Wow.
You die.
That's funny.
We like each other. We don't love each other.
Of all places.
We get along very well. Yeah. So there you go.
Wow. Okay. So what else?
What else pisses me off here?
What else pisses you off?
You know what else pissed me off? Okay. Well, side story, I don't think we mentioned this. I have diplomas that hang up on my wall.
Yes. So amazing.
So,
can I ask you why you put them on your wall?
Actually, because my mom framed them. My mom, like, is a thing. She framed my grade school diploma, my elementary school diploma, my high school diploma, my level one music school diploma, and my college diploma.
Wow, okay.
That's I was fine. Like, yeah, I'll put it up. I got nothing else.
Cool.
I had this diploma for like 10 years.
Yeah. You still have it.
I still have it. But for 10 years, I've had the diploma.
On your wall.
On my wall. Not noticed anything out of the ordinary. Until a friend showed up one time and said, hold on, does that say systems? So I graduated... hers in college in micro networking and computer systems. But on the diploma, it says systems. the fucking made a typo on my diploma.
On the official fucking diploma. The
official
diploma.
Fucking diploma. Wow. And I didn't notice it for 10 years.
Wow.
Until my asshole friend pointed it out. Systems.
That's proof that you only see what you want to see.
That is 100% true. And I think I might have scanned it one time and sent it for a job application. So that's probably why I didn't get it.
No.
Because I got fucking systems fucking.
You think that's why?
Who Come knows?
On. No, it's just because you're a dumbass.
That too. So I finally gone ahead and emailed the college and say, hey, you guys fucked up. Can I get a new diploma? It's been 10 years. So they're looking into it.
Wow. They're probably going to have to send everybody a new fucking diploma.
There must have been other people who've noticed it, you know? And so.
Well, it has to be the batch.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe nobody else gave a shit. Or
systems. Nobody noticed.
We have an Mumbai update.
Do we?
Yeah. Black Ghost on Twitter.
Yeah, but it's not sure.
My mother-in-law is an Mumbaier. One of my supervisors also does it.
He's an Mumbaier.
Outside of them, there may be two other people. So did you notice any Mumbaiers?
Not yet.
Not in but I didn't Portugal.
I didn't talk to many. The only thing I noticed when I went to Portugal is that everybody in the States that come from the States always go, when you go, oh, sorry, because I'm Canadian, they go, oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We say that.
Yeah, you're fine.
They say, you're fine.
Yeah.
I know I'm fine. Just apologize. Yeah. Like, no, you're fine. Everybody from the States. That's pretty crazy.
That is kind of, that's kind of cool.
In my little world that doesn't matter. Pretty crazy.
You notice a lot of people don't say you're welcome.
What'd they say?
No problem. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a problem. Thanks. Oh, no problem. What?
It's not a problem.
What do you mean? I'm thanking you.
It makes sense.
You say you're welcome.
Yeah.
Nobody says you're welcome.
What does what you're welcome even mean?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, but you're welcome doesn't make sense. No problem makes more sense than you're welcome.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No problem. There wasn't a problem to begin with. I'm thanking you.
No, I know. But it's thank you so much for, driving my car to the garage.
You're very welcome.
It's not an issue at all. It's no problem. Don't worry about it.
You're welcome.
What does you're welcome mean? I'm mind blown right now. I never even noticed.
Okay, let's get origin of you're welcome. Look it up.
Used as a polite response to thanks.
Done.
No, that's not an answer.
Say origin. Say
why you shouldn't say you're welcome.
Why you should say.
Shouldn't.
Should. Put should.
No, that's the plot. No,
fuck you. You fucking wrote that before we
just
started.
Just 5 seconds before.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Where did the phrase you're welcome come from?
Yeah.
You're welcome as a response to thank you absolutely makes no sense. You're welcome to what?
Nothing makes sense.
It means you have done well to come to me. I am pleased to do it. That's where it comes from.
There you go. I win.
That's it. Why do you win?
Took you about a minute to later.
I'm reading. It makes no sense.
Why do you win? Why do you win again?
Giving pleasure. That's what it means.
There you go.
So willing, permitted, and admitted.
Well, that could be for episode one.
The implication, yeah. The implication yeah. of you're welcome in response to thank you is that the action for which the thanking party is grateful was willingly and happily given. It was a pleasure on the part person being thanked. Wow.
There you go.
English. So yeah, it does still doesn't make sense to me. Fuck you.
All right, so we've gotten nowhere with that.
Nope.
Let's agree to disagree. What else?
To nothing.
Yeah. Okay. I got a good topic to bring up.
What's up?
I'm learning this year. My big thing is to learn how to say no to people.
Yeah, good. I learned that a few years ago.
But I'm having trouble with this because, as you know, and this is probably one of your favorite words, I'm an amiable guy. So I'm happy when other people are happy, right?
So am I, though.
Yeah, sure.
I am.
That's fine. Okay. I'm in my moment of zen when other people are also in their moment of zen. When other people are in my environment and they're not in good, I can feel that.
Yeah.
I can fucking feel that and it bothers me.
It's called mirror personality.
It's called amiable.
It's called mirror personality. You feel how what they feel.
Yeah, it's called amiable.
It's called mirror.
Whatever, fuck you. So, a lot of times if somebody asks you to do something, you know, and it's like, oh, feel bad, whatever. But you get taken advantage of. And I, as a computer guy, it's like, it must be like a doctor. Everybody's like, oh, I got this thing.
Every time
fuck
go,
off.
Yeah.
I just want to have my mac and cheese. Fuck you, man. You know what I mean?
That must suck.
So it's almost sometimes I don't even want to say what I do to new people. What do you do? I work at a library or whatever. Pothole guy.
I have the perfect thing because it's a photographer. What are you going to ask a photographer?
Yeah, that's true. I should say I'm a photographer as well.
Do it.
But then you're going to get the guy like, oh, what do you shoot with? You know, I'm like,
Nikon. That's all they need to hear.
A Nikon? Okay. All right, cool. Okay.
I try to be scientific and stuff and be like, I shoot with the D4S. And they're like, what? Like, oh, you just wanted to know Nikon or Canon. Okay.
They zoom out quick.
Okay, so?
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm learning to say no. Like, people are asking ex-coworkers I haven't worked with in 5 years, like, can you help me out? Like, I'll buy you a pizza. I'm like, no. The fuck? I have nothing better to do than fix your fucking computer. Like,
good.
Ugh, hate that. So anyways, and, you know, I'm starting to say no. At first, it's tough to do when you're, especially when you're used to, you know, but because of, like, I was getting overwhelmed doing side jobs here and all this other crazy stuff.
Yeah, so. You'll soon realize that you're not going to lose those people just because you're saying no.
Yeah.
Just say you're busy.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
And you know what?
Or you could start being like, sure. Yeah, no problem. It's $30 an hour.
Yeah.
Boom. You'll lose those people for pretty real quick.
I noticed that with a friend's uncle. He was like, hey, can you help me with this? I'm like, sure, but it's going to cost you. Yeah, no problem. Never got back to me.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, it was even family members, ones that would call specifically for that. And I'm like, I just don't get back to them.
Do it.
Yeah.
You don't need that stress, folks.
I'm not the type that blood thicker than water. I don't believe in that because I have family members that are douchebags. And I have closer friends like that I would consider family than actual family. So I'm the type, like, I don't care for my brother or not. You do me wrong, you're a douche, and you're, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. That's some people take advantage just because blood is thicker.
That's come thicker than blood. I don't know what that means.
Where is I'm it going though? With that. I don't think it is.
Hold on. Look it up later.
You.
Is ejaculate thicker than blood? Twitter, let us know. Hashtag yes or no.
Hashtag yes or no.
Hashtag yes come. Hashtag no come. Yeah. So yeah, learning to say no. So you've been saying no for a while.
Yep. Well, because I'm a photographer, everybody always expects me to do everything for free to them.
Weddings for free.
So now I started saying, sure, no problem. Let's do it. Let's plan a meeting. It's, you know, $500.
How do you deal with the friends asking you for jobs? Don't do it?
Nope.
Yeah.
I
don't
say,
feel bad?
Nope. I say the full price. You know how much stress that gives me because I have to, like, I have to do a good job, right? Yeah. They're friends, and if they don't, they get disappointed. Mm-hmm. And so now I say full price. I slightly even raise the prices for friends.
Okay.
And then when they say no, I'm like, oh, it's okay. I'll just come as a guest.
There you go.
Boom. So, yeah. Hey, can I tell you before you move on?
Go for it.
Can I tell you what happened to my stupid dog 2 days ago?
Which one?
It's my fault. The boy.
The boy? Okay.
Over there. When I went, remember last episode, I told you about this, that I went to hang out with this guy that I might sleep with, which I haven't already. The hashtag girl problems.
Okay. Okay.
So I went to his house, blah, blah, whatever. And I had my suitcase. I had just come back from Portugal. My suitcase was everywhere. Right. I tried to, like, I put pretty much everything unreachable to the dogs. But I stupidly left a plastic bag of snacks on the floor.
Chocolate.
There was 8 snack bags of chocolate chip cookies.
Shit.
And a huge bag of nuts.
Oh, no.
The two things that are toxic to dogs.
Oh, shit.
Both. And he ate it all.
Oh, no.
All.
Fuck.
I have no idea how that dog is still alive.
So right away you saw it, you rushed him to the vet.
No. Why? He was fine. He was walking around and everything. So I was like, let's see what happens.
He could have died.
Well, I mean, it had been hours. He would have died already. So if he didn't have an allergic reaction.
Did he puke shit it anywhere?
No puke. He just had diarrhea for the past 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
Like crazy. Like I had to cut all the hair around his bum because it was just like explosive diarrhea.
Oh, Jesus.
It's his fault. Fuck that dog. But he was fine.
Okay.
He wasn't dead when I came in.
Because you got to do the charcoal thing. Eh? Worst case of. Say if he eats like.
Not peroxide, something else. I think it is
No, hydrogen peroxide or charcoal.
Yeah,
I think you can give it peroxide so it pukes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Louis C.K. talked about that.
Yeah. But because he was all running, he was feeling good. He like came to greet me. I was like, okay, well, this sucks. You ate absolutely everything, but you're still lucid.
I guess must have been not enough chocolate and a mix of whatever.
But I mean, not every dog has chocolate allergies.
Okay, I didn't know
that. No, because my dog of 18 years, the one that was before these dogs, used to get a chocolate chip cookie every morning from my mom.
Okay.
And she was perfectly fine.
Okay, that's interesting.
So,
okay.
It was a lot, though. It was like 8 baggies. It was insane.
Holy shit. Well,
but I'm dumb. Like, who's the idiot that fucking leaves a bag like that on the floor?
Yeah, that's
idiot dog.
Especially you, because you're like super dog crazy, know. Right?
I can't believe it. But I came back from Portugal. I was all over the place.
I'm glad I worked out. He's okay. He seems all right.
He's
all right.
Fine. He's fine.
He's good bunny. Spirits.
Who's my bunny? You are.
He's a dog, but okay.
He runs like a bunny. Okay. Fine.
All right, so we're going to People's Court.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, let's go.
Judge Charlie presides.
Hey.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I got some good ones this week.
Oh, do you?
Our first case is the parking squatter.
I love it already.
So a woman was using 2 parking spots of her neighbors for the last 15 years.
15 years?
The neighbor was cool with it, didn't say a word about it. The neighbor sold the property.
Oh.
New tenant comes in, and he's like, she's using 2 of the parking spots. You can't do that. She argued, I've been doing it for 15 years. Under Quebec law, I have rights to those spots.
Ooh.
So, Judge Charlie, do you...
Is that the Quebec law?
Yes.
Oh,
so would you go for the woman who squatted? But that's a bit of a dick move.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Given that I have a property, I'm going to say I'm going to go with the property owner. I'm going to say, dude, he sold the place... So it was a verbal agreement. The person bought the property with the parking spot.
Under the intention. Yeah.
Yeah. So fuck off.
So guess what happened? It went all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada.
What?
Yeah.
And who won?
The squatter won.
Oh my God.
So the woman who had the 2, because she had them lawfully for that amount of time, that legally she was entitled to those spots.
Even though the property line counted, like, as the other spot.
So what happens now is the current owners would have to sue the previous owners for falsifying.
Yeah. That's nice.
For you want to burp, motherfucker? For falsifying the what they purchased.
Yeah, that's true.
So the moral of the story is, don't tell be a good neighbor. And lend your parking spot out because you might fucking literally lose it.
Yeah.
How fucked up is that?
That is fucked up. But he didn't care. He moved on.
Yeah, but he might get sued now.
But the squatter's a dick.
The squatter's an old piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on. You have 2 parking spots?
Like, you know it's not your fucking spot. Yeah, no. And you're not. Yeah.
I disagree. Fuck you.
Okay. We have another Canadian case.
Ooh.
And this is another one you might be a little dilemmaed on.
Okay. Dilemmaed?
Dilemmaed. Is that a word? Let's find out.
I'm pretty sure though.
This case is Crony Condo Association.
Wow. Where you got like 3 condo.
It was a beautiful day in June 2008. And Michelle something wanted to take her 10-month-old daughter to the pool. She was a young mother. Well, she was also
a young lover.
Well, that's why she was a young mother. That's how it works.
That works.
A plus B equals C. A young mother living in a condo on blah, blah, blah Avenue in blah, blah, blah gave her baby a bath, dressed her in a swim diaper and bathing suit and carried her down to the pool deck. But a few minutes after they slipped into the water, a lifeguard approached. Babies weren't allowed in the pool, he said. The woman wasn't aware of such a rule, but she reluctantly agreed to leave. Shortly after, she called the property manager and left a voicemail. When she didn't hear back, she assumed the lifeguard had been misinformed. Over the next couple of weeks, she tried to take her daughter to the pool twice more. Both times, the lifeguard shooed her away. On the final visit, another mom and baby were also in the pool. When a lifeguard tried to get them to leave, the other mom refused, and the lifeguard called the property manager to intervene. When he arrived on the pool deck, he pleaded with the woman to get out. It was all turning into a scene. The powerless lifeguard, the supplicant manager, the defiant moms. In the middle of the fracas, the woman asked the property manager to explain what the regulations actually said. The condo corporation rule R31-5, he replied, stipulated the persons requiring diapers, specifically kids 2 and under, were banned from the outdoor pool. Anyway, so she files a grievance with the Ontario Human Rights Commission. Condo Association found out.
Yeah.
Then all like the older people were like starting shit with her, gave her dirty looks, dirty remarks, asked her to leave at like the condo barbecue, were
just
harassing
because she
her.
Wanted to put her fucking kid in the pool?
Yeah.
Why? Because of the poo or why? Yeah,
It's just the kid didn't shit. It's just the condo law said that babies weren't allowed, but she said that it was a violation of her rights to have her kid in the pool. The people, all the old people, the condo fucking literally harassed her the whole time. So she went to the Human Rights Commission and sued the condo association.
And? Okay, did she win?
Now, would Judge Charlie side with the condo association that says that you can't have babies in the pool?
I would check what would the laws be. Like, I would say you are allowed in the pool as long as your child has like floaties, just in case something happens, just for security of the baby. But yeah, totally, the baby's allowed. If the mom says it's okay, do it. The fuck?
Yeah, I mean, the kid has a wet diaper or whatever, so it's meant for that.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So she sued the condo association and she won. 3 years good. Later. 3 years later. She won $10,000 in damages.
Wow. Yeah, your condo association is dicks. An asshole.
Well, it's just the old people. They don't want fucking, you know. Poo
and pee-pee?
Babies, you peeping in the pool. Like, they're fucking 80. They're shitting in the fucking pool.
Yeah, you're shitting in it. Shut up.
You're fucking Depends.
And you know that they're fucking pissing in it.
Guaranteed.
My ex's sister was very open about the fact that she peed in pools.
It was like a thing? Did she get off on that or?
I don't think so. But she'd be like, we would be chilling in a pool and then she'd go, huh?
I just pissed.
And then, no, she wouldn't say anything. You would know. You'd be like, fuck, man. Why? We're all here with you.
Especially if you're like going underwater. Imagine, fuck.
It was terrible. But she was that type, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, chlorine kills most of it, but still.
That's why I never go in pools. I'm just not okay with that.
No.
Chlorine does not kill that amount of bacteria.
Well, how much are you pissing, fuck?
Well, you'd be a good amount. You've been drinking all day.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey.
Yeah, that friend's a douche.
Yeah, man. I completely agree. Hashtag do you pee?
Hashtag do you pee in pools or do you poo in pools?
Ooh. I've seen a floater in a pool once.
Oh. Oh. On that note.
If you want to follow us, go to stfupodcast.com or follow us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube, and Twitter.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Did we get any emails this week?
Good question. Nope.
Okay. Guys, send us emails. Don't be shy, but we're going to shout out to GBL.
Yeah.
Black Ghost.
Yeah.
Mop Jockey. Yeah. They're sending us all kinds of tweets. They're listening to the episodes, giving us feedback. Keeler Carpe Diem as well. Although he did say I was on the spectrum because I chew my coffee, which wasn't very nice.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's like, you're on the spectrum. I think I'm a little...
We make all the same sounds. It's weird. But do send us an email at thestfupodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, don't be shy. Some of you want to talk about it. If you got guy problems, if you got girl problems.
If you pee in pools.
If you poo in pools. If you're getting sued by your condo association, let us know.
Oh, yeah.
We will help.
I will be
I'll sue them.
Your lawyer.
Yeah. She is a... No, she's not a lawyer. Well,
I wish I was a lawyer. What else?
You should be a lawyer.
I should be a lawyer.
Go to law
school. I'd be a badass.
You would be a badass.
I would be a badass.
She would fight for you.
Yes. What else?
That's it, man. I got
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. At the STFU podcast. Or at STFU old school.
Shut the fuck up, old school.
Shut the fuck up, bitches.
And.
So that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Fuck you.